Final segment of tonight's show. Who's talking? This is Jim Hobgood. My trusty co-host Frank Maloney is in the car headed on West Broad Street out to Short Pump Fridays, where we hope a number of Virginia fans will be joining us tonight for the Virginia-Miami game that will tip off just after 7 o'clock. We have some Saber Edge subscription gift certificates, some cool autographed UVA items courtesy of VAF, other door prizes. We expect Terry Gates to definitely be there, hopefully former football quarterback Bobby Goodman. Other notables are expected, so please come if you're in the neighborhood whatsoever and root on the Hoos. Certainly Virginia due for a breakout game, and it would be a great one to get tonight down in Coral Gables. Certainly as we look at the game Saturday at Clemson, a very disappointing performance by the Wahoos. You just look at some of the statistics and you can see why the game was not competitive. Virginia shoots 35% for the game, made only 2 of 13 threes. This is a basketball team that needs to make some shots from the perimeter. Amazingly, only went to the free throw line 7 times, converted 5. Clemson out-rebounded Virginia. Virginia had 8 assists, 12 turnovers. So you look at the stat sheet, and what you see is a sheet that reflects a team that got hammered pretty good, which is what happened in Clemson. So the tough thing, the 5-game losing streak. But the thing that's really disappointing is the last 3 of those games, the team hasn't played particularly well. So certainly Virginia needs to get down to Miami and play well tonight. We have an opportunity, if anybody still listening wants to get in with a quick question, 345-910, I should mention that. Otherwise, before we close, let's just take a look at the upcoming ACC schedule, not only the Virginia-Miami game, the sole game in conference play tonight, but several games tomorrow, some of which should be very entertaining. The Virginia Tech Hokies off their loss in Durham play another road game against Boston College. A lot of fans will remember the game in Blacksburg where Boston College had a great opportunity to win, but Tech was able to rally in the last 30 seconds to maintain the victory down there at Castle Coliseum. Florida State at North Carolina. Wow, Frank mentioned earlier the North Carolina team 3-9 in the ACC. It's almost hard to believe that North Carolina is having that kind of year with the talent that they have, but they're certainly young overall and particularly young and inexperienced in the backcourt, which has been a problem for the Tar Heels as they're down near the bottom of the ACC standings. So you would think Florida State with their athletes, another team that is likely to go into Chapel Hill and maybe come away with a victory. And then a big game tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, Clemson at Maryland. Certainly Maryland in a position to still challenge for the ACC regular season title, only one game behind Duke in the loss column, and Maryland does have Duke coming to College Park next week. But, of course, a very interesting game that will occur on Saturday is the Terrapins going down to Blacksburg and playing Virginia Tech. So two of the top teams in the ACC playing against one another on Saturday in Blacksburg. Otherwise, on Saturday, the schedule, Boston College at Georgia Tech, North Carolina at Wake Forest, and NC State at Miami. And then, of course, on Sunday, another big game in the standings as Clemson plays at Florida State, both of those teams trying to jockey for position to stay in the upper half of the ACC. And, of course, everybody still hopeful of maybe having an opportunity to get in the top four where you get the bye in the first round of the ACC tournament. And then, of course, Sunday night for the Virginia fans, the Duke Blue Devils come to town. Always a special occasion when you get Mike Krzyzewski and the team from Duke coming to your home floor. A sellout crowd is already in the fold. I don't think there are any tickets left for that contest. I think the announcement was made a couple of weeks ago that it is sold out. So certainly, even though Virginia's struggling, one would hope that the Virginia fans will turn out and root on the Hoos. And who knows, playing at home, maybe they can find the energy and the passion and the defense to at least give Duke everything they want in Charlottesville. So a big game there. Otherwise, Duke has Tulsa in a non-conference game on Thursday night. So congratulations again to the Virginia baseball team, ranked number one in the country for the first time in program history. We said recently the 20th team national championship by the tennis team within the last couple of weeks. Lacrosse having a great season. So everything this spring coming up rosy for Virginia Athletics. So we look forward to that. We thank our listeners for tuning in. We hope to see you at Fridays at Short Pump momentarily. Otherwise, let's go get a win tonight in Coral Gables. We will look forward to seeing you next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock with Jeff Lamp and Dom Starsha as our guests. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.